What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Behind the Wheel podcast. I am Jared from Koenig, and this is...
Luis the Beast from Koenig.
Okay. Scott is on vacation, a very well-deserved vacation, so he is not on the podcast.
Yes, he works very hard. Enjoy your vacation, Scott, if you're watching.
Don't watch. Please, get away. Step away from the computer. Step away from the live.
Yeah.
Anyway, a little in-house administrative stuff first. We got a piece of content coming out this Friday. It's a garage tour.
Oh, that's right.
We got a garage tour.
This is Eurofed.
There you go.
We went over there. We get to kind of see the inside, in and outs of Eurofed garage, which is kind of cool. I'm excited for that one.
There you go. And then what else? We got some giveaway stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Buy a shirt on our store, get automatically entered to win a free set of wheels of your choice.
That's right. So if you get yourself the new Sense 1982 t-shirt that is available on our web store right now, you get automatically entered to possibly win a set of Koenig wheels. The giveaway ends the end of this month,
mm-hmm.
which is Tuesday, August 31st. Unfortunately, this is only available to the continental U.S., so I apologize, Canada and everywhere else. We love you guys, but unfortunately, we could only do it for the continental U.S. this time. But yeah, man, if you get one of those shirts, you're entered to win a set of Koenig wheels, which I think is pretty cool. And then another giveaway that's happening at the same time is shout out to our gunners, the gunners, Aki and all that.
Right.
They're doing a giveaway as well, which he's announcing. August 14th,
yeah,
Saturday.
Yeah, you said it's on the... Okay, you said it's on the 14th, so...
Yeah, and he has multiple giveaways. He's going to have two cars he's giving away, which is pretty cool.
That's so crazy.
And he's doing a giveaway of our wheels.
Right?
Yeah. I think there's other stuff, too, which is crazy, man.
One of the cars has our wheels on it also.
That's right. That's the Gunner. RX7, I think it is?
RX8.
RX8.
K-swapped RX8.
K-swapped RX8.
Over... I think he said it makes easily 500 horsepower. So, fast cars, bro.
Crazy.
One other thing in terms of our giveaway with the shirt, you only get entered one time.
Yeah,
one
you could only do
so
it one time.
So don't buy 500 shirts. I mean, you can if you want, but you only get one entry.
Yeah. There
right.
You go. Yep.
So, well, I guess let's get into this topic here. Today we're going to talk about. How to better your chances, right,
yep.
of getting featured on our Instagram, on our Facebook. What can people do to improve their chances? I have a little...
Well, and I think this conversation is also for across the board because,
right.
you know, I'm sure that other companies as well, whether it be car companies or any other companies that are out there, you get a lot of people asking, how can I get on your social media or whatever it may be? And we want to give you some tips to kind of get your foot in the door, you know?
I'm just trying to figure out why I can't see the chat. Oh, live chat. There we go. Sorry.
Yeah, how to get your foot in the door because, you know, we get that question a lot is how I can get featured. And I think one of the most – so let's – you know
yeah,
what?
Let's dive into it. So, like, I'm not as good as Scott, so I have a whole outline written down here, of course. So why don't we start by just briefly talking about how did we even think of this topic?
Well, so I think we on our social media, we get a lot of questions. Like, it's a frequently asked question, which is, how do I get featured? And people don't realize, like, when they send us their pictures – they're giving us weird angles, you know. Remember who you're sending your pictures to. I mean, we're Koenig Wheels. We're a wheel company, and you're sending us a picture of the back of your car and doesn't show our wheels. I mean, obviously, you're not going to get featured, bro. You know, much love to the car. No disrespect to you. But unfortunately, we don't see our wheels, and that's what we are. We're Koenig Wheels.
Well,
I'm not going to send a picture to Koenig of my Nike hat. You know, like, why would I do that?
Yeah. Let's take a step back a little and say I just want to point out that, like, the goal of this podcast, in my opinion, I don't know about you, the goal for me is not to criticize but to help. Of course. Because let's face it, how many times have we seen pictures that have been submitted with our wheels? Mm-hmm. The car looks awesome, mm-hmm. but the pictures are eh.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, like, this is constructive criticism. It's all to help. And the way I remember it is we thought of this topic because we go through the sponsorship emails and all that stuff and images at KoenigWheels.com, and we're always getting pictures that are, you know, kind of eh. And so we thought, let's make a podcast to try and help, you know, our viewers and fans, of which there are 12, you know, better their chances of getting their cars on our Instagram. Because let's face it, I mean, we're all car people, and you know, we love showing the love.
So, and I think that one of the things I wanted to do is also make you understand that presentation is key. And this goes across the board for anything you do, whether it be going for a new job or trying to get sponsored or even getting your picture onto a social media platform. You know what I mean? Presentation is key. Making sure that you're delivering, that you're sending something that is worth being looked at. You know, so I think that's one of the things that, for instance, in this instance, getting featured, you have to make sure that you're sending something good, something worthwhile, you know. And this is not, like he said, this is not telling you guys that you're doing it wrong. It's just giving you some criticism so that when you send those pictures out to any company, you know, that you're sending something with quality. Because when you see quality, what do you, you know, when one of us sees quality, what do? We instantly post it, you right. know, and that means that we're a fan of you guys because you're posting it. I mean, we're posting it.
So, all right. So let's break it down a little bit. I'll just sort of throw some questions at you and we can riff sure. off of it. Do you need a pro camera to get featured on our, you know, on our Instagram? Like, do you have to take professional shots?
So that's the cool thing about phones nowadays, and you can be, because my man right here, he's a photographer, a dope photographer, by the way, Wheel and Torque, go check him out.
Shameless plug,
yeah. But you know, I think the iPhone nowadays, you know, he has the 12, takes crispy pictures, man.
I only have two lenses. They make them with three now. Look at this, our video guy trying to show me up. Here we go, three lenses.
And that's, you know, but the thing is knowing the angles of photos, right? I would say, like, knowing where to take, you know, what angles to take your picture at. Also making sure that you have the right lighting. You know, I think so. You mm-hmm. know, I think pictures in the daytime always come out better quality. You know, if you're going to take pictures at nighttime, make sure that the lighting quality is good as well, right?
Yeah. I'll get a little philosophical here for a second. I don't remember who exactly said the quote. Maybe it was a professor of mine or whatever, but this just resonates with me so much. It's not about the tools, it's how you use them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You could have a pro camera and take horrible photos.
Yes.
You could have an iPhone and take amazing photos, or an Android or whatever you use. It's not always about the camera. So that's the first thing. Right.
And then another thing, too, that one of the things that actually Scott reminded me of was the rule of third. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Which is, you know, kind of making sure that your angle is properly. Rule of third by making sure that every, you know, wherever you're trying to execute when it comes to a photo, video, whatever, that you're angling it properly so that it's visible to us, the consumer. You know what I mean? Right. Making sure that we're able to see what you're trying to deliver to us directly, whether it's, you want to send this to a fender company, not taking a video of the lights, because we're you're trying to deliver the fender to us, not the lights, you know?
Yeah. So on that same sort of note, I mean, this isn't to discredit photographers or anything. I mean, like Luis said, I'm a photographer. I do that, you know, professionally on the side and all that kind of stuff. You know, certainly if you want to hire a photographer or you have a professional camera, by all means.
Yes.
But camera phones are also great. So that's the first, like, I would say, myth of, you know, getting featured on our social media. Getting into more of the composition, mm-hmm. as you were starting to allude to, the background is a big thing. How many times do we get pictures, again, The car is dope. The wheels look awesome. The angle is great. Mm-hmm. And it's at, like, you know, like
a grocery store.
Yeah. The background is a grocery store or a landfill or whatever. It's like, pay attention to your background.
Mm.
You know, agreed. Like, what are you?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's, you know, and that's, like I said, across the board, if you're ever taking any images or video, making sure that there's some, you know, you don't want to, this is not pointing fingers. There was a person who sent us a picture of their car.
He's already calling out people.
But, you know, because they said there's a picture of the car and it was behind the Toys R Us. Now, no disrespect, but, you know, why would you want, and the picture was dope. But you know what I mean? Like, you can't send a picture and then have Toys R Us in the background. You know, it just doesn't work. I can't feature that onto a website. First off, because there's a whole company name on it now.
That's fair, yeah.
So
yeah.
I can't, you know, being a company, we can't put another company out there without possibly being called out on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or whatever
yeah.
it may be. And then Toys R Us, I mean, you know?
I mean, be careful of the background. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, like the Rocky Mountains or everything or anything like that. But, like, just be aware of, you know, the surroundings and what's in the background. You know, are there people back there? You know, all that kind of stuff. So be aware of the background, I would say, is one of the tips that I would give anybody when taking photos of their car if they want to be featured by us or by anyone. So let's see. This is pretty obvious, but the second point I have, does it show our wheels? Picture show our wheels?
And that applies to us, you know. I think when it comes to us, Koenig Wheels, and you're sending us pictures, you know, you have to understand, you're sending us those pictures because you have those wheels. As I mentioned before, if you're sending us a picture of the back of your car, or sending us a picture where the lighting is not properly, the lighting is not good on the wheels, how am I supposed to post that when we're a wheel company? You know, mm-hmm. It'd be different if the picture was dope and you're sending it to someone like Super Street and the wheels aren't there visible, but the picture looks great. Then you know what? They could post it because they are a car, you know,
a magazine
that features cars. You know what I mean? But if you got to be aware of where you're sending these images to and understand that you're sending us these because you think your car looks dope on our wheels. So if you are on our wheels, we will feature it if the wheel is visible enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And just, I would say, just to sort of add to that, like, how often do we get that shot of a car where it's like a super aggressive three-quarter angle? Mm-hmm. Like, that's really specifically what I'm talking about. It's like, we get a shot where it's such an aggressive three-quarter and it's like, oh, you could just barely see the wheel. And like, I know what you're going for with this photograph, but how are we going to repost that? Like, it doesn't show our wheel at all.
It's being aware of who you're sending it to. If you want to get featured, and this goes across, because I think this is one of the things that I wanted to kind of talk about. I think that back in the days, it was magazine ads that you would kind of aim for.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, I think with this digital world, and I think being featured on social media is the big thing, right? I would say, right? So, but anyways, that's a whole different conversation than we might be able to have in a few. But basically, to answer his question, is be aware of who you're sending it to. Because if you're sent, like, for instance, if you're sending over to BC, BC Coilovers, you know, why would you send a picture to them of our wheels? Just doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to get featured on there, make sure that the coilovers are visible in some capacity.
Or to sort of explain that a little better, why would you send BC Racing a picture of your car that doesn't make it look low and or show the ride height?
Exactly.
You know? So, yeah. So I'd say that's the other thing. What are you trying to show us is the other thing I would sort of think to myself when I'm taking pictures of my car and I really want to try and get it featured on our social media. And I know that sounds really obvious in terms of asking the question, but I think oftentimes, especially with like the supermarket example, look, let's face it. People get psyched when they have cool wheels on their car. It's got the right light and it's just, it looks awesome. They get excited and they just, you know, oh my God, I want to take this picture now.
Mm.
Stop a sec and like figure out, what are you trying to show? Are you trying to show the car? Are you trying to show the wheel and the big brake kit that you have behind it? Like, take a step back and try and think about what you're trying to show rather than just snapping off a whole bunch of pictures and sending them to us, right?
Now, yeah, yeah, of course. Now, so since you're a visual artist, right?
Okay.
Because you know, you do videos and stuff like that. When you're shooting a car, and this is maybe some advice that you can give to people that are new to this type of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Like, when you want to shoot a car, you're obviously setting up a time, a place. Do you suggest, like, if you want to get featured, do you suggest them doing that? Like, kind of being able to be like, you know what? Let me set up a place and time that I can kind of get the best shot of this vehicle.
I mean, I think that's kind of subjective, you know? I think that when it comes to us specifically, I think at the end of the day, if it's a cool car, if it's got our wheels on it and everything looks nice, I don't think you necessarily need to schedule anything per se. But then at the same token, who's stopping anybody from doing, you know, like a fully scheduled creative, you know, type photo shoot? I don't think there's any limit to the style of how, you know, to shoot the car. I think we often feature, you know, as I was kind of talking about earlier, we feature sort of off the cuff cell phone photo shoots.
Yeah,
we feature,
yeah,
you know, full blown, you know, studio lit cars. Like, it all really depends. For us specifically, I don't think there's, you know, a magic formula.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And that's one of the things that I appreciate about our company opposed to others is, and one of the things that, you know, since I started working here is the emphasis that we try to make sure, you have to understand, we're fans of you guys. You know, the reason why we're posting these cars, the reason why we're posting a lot of these basically like submitted pictures,
right,
is because we're fans of your cars. Now, if you want us to post it up for you, we're more than welcome to, but just make sure that you're giving us something that we could present so that other people could see your car the way we see your car.
Right. I would sort of add to that whole general topic of like, what are you trying to show us? And maybe this is where I'm getting a little more, you know, showing more of my professional creative experience per se. I think that so often we get photos submitted and the angle is just so weird. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, they'll take their phone or their camera or whatever and they'll, you know, like cockeye it or you know, sort of hold it up in a weird way. Basically, what I'm trying to communicate is, in my opinion, when you're photographing or videoing a car, I think that holding the camera at the same or similar level as the car, I think is a huge advantage.
Agreed.
For increasing your probability of getting featured.
Agreed. And the reason why is because it's more visible. Like the whole, you know.
Well, you're showing it at its, you know, its ride height. It
yep.
looks, you know, the best or the most aggressive or whatever.
And I think it's also at level, it shows what the car would look like in person, I guess. Because if you're taking
right.
a picture above, you know, above on the top, then it doesn't look as good because you're not seeing the car at what it would look like in front of your face, I guess, in some capacity.
Right.
You know?
I mean, just think about it. Like, how often do you or have you gone to FD or a car show or whatever? You're walking around and you see a guy on with their camera phone or their professional camera, and you know they're doing that squat.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're doing that for a reason.
Yep.
You know, they're trying to position the camera
in
a
right
level
angle.
Way so that you see the car in the picture as you see it in person.
Yep.
So
yep.
I think that's a huge, you know, a huge tip. The other thing, variety. How many times have we gotten emails with submissions where it's just one photo?
Yeah.
You gotta send us variety.
Well, because it gives us options. to kind of post. And also, remember, we are a wheel company. So if you're sending us pictures, make sure that you're giving us different angles of the car, but also of the wheel, so that we can kind of be like, okay, well, this shows off his whole car and also the wheel. This is a perfect post to kind of get out there, because not only that, we're a fan of your car, but we're also representing what we are, Koenig Wheels, in that post, mm-hmm. or in a feature on our website or whatnot.
And I mean, variety also kind of helps, you know, in terms of, you know, if we want to do a multi-picture post.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, oftentimes we want to post a few different pictures of, you know, someone's car. So just having variety, you know, for a multi-image post, or to, you know, help give us some options to, you know, choose the best shot, I think would really help. Sending one photo is really risky.
Yeah, but and this is something that I had thought of in my head that we get a lot of too. Now, if you've noticed on our social media, we normally post a lot of our newer wheels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, reason why?
Is a good, yeah, this is
the
a good
reason
one,
why is because it's what we have in stock. You know what I mean? It's what we have available that is for sale.
Well, and also, admittedly, it's what we're trying to advertise.
Yeah, of
more.
Course. Well, but, and the thing is, it's just like sending us give me a good wheel, sending us a discontinued wheel that we no longer have, it just doesn't have any value on our social media anymore. Yes, we might do it on a Throwback Thursday, you know, kind of be nostalgic about it and be like, yo, remember these afterburners that we had back in the day? That's a good example. You know, we might throw it up there, but you know, what we're trying to put out there is our newer wheels, our newer models. Reason why is because it's what we have available. And as he said, it's what we're trying to market.
You know? Exactly. All right. So with that all being said, we gave some tips. If we think of any, you know, as we're going along, certainly we'll mention them. But I think the best way to sort of, help viewers figure out, you know, how to take the right shot and all that stuff is to sort of show examples of shots that we've featured on our Instagram that we really like.
Okay.
So I guess without further ado, why don't we just start popping up some pictures? I gave our video guy, Alex, a few pictures. Of course, the screen isn't on, so we'll just, I don't know. I'll have to look at the... I would say just pick one. And, you know, we'll sort of, Luis and I will sort of go through and...
Like I, you know, and I always mention, you know, this is just for across the board. This advice that we're giving you, take it with a grain of salt, is what we, our opinion on it, you know what I mean? But this is also applies to any company that you go out there for. As a visual artist myself, and person who works with other companies as well, I think presentation is key. Making sure that you're giving out something that you are proud of. You know what I mean? Not sending a picture just because you feel like it should be up there. You know, taking your time to make it look good goes a long way. Because think about it. If you think it looks good, most likely we're going to think it looks good. You know what I mean? So just don't send a pile of pictures and then expect us. Because what we see is what you're going to see. So
I would also say you could blow it up. I think the best way for people to really understand what we're talking about is just to, you know, have it full screen. You can alternate between us talking.
That's fine. I think that's fine. I think.
All right. Okay. So pardon us. We're gonna look at our phone with the live stream because of course our screen isn't working. But you're seeing the same shot that we're seeing. So the first shot is this Renform on a newer BMW. I sort of re-edited this one. I composed it. Oh, there we go. All right, there we go. Nice. Yeah, it'll look a little weird with us talking behind, but whatever.
It's delayed.
No, I know. but anyway, why would we, in your opinion, why would we feature a shot like this?
Well, okay, so I'm looking at this car. First off, the car is beautiful. But second, the wheel is... right in the dead center. When I say rule of third, right in the dead center. When you look at this photo, you're looking at it, and the first thing you see is the freaking wheel. So for us in Koenig, it makes sense. You know what I mean? We're obviously going to feature this picture because it literally says Koenig right in the middle of the picture.
There you go.
So okay. I think it's visible. I think the shot is clean. I think, you know, I think it was shot with a professional camera, it looks like.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's crispy. Yeah, man, it makes sense. It's one
it's
of those.
Bouncing around the screen as we critique it.
I think I love that. But, yeah. That's it just instantly is going to go on our Instagram because of our social media or we'll make a feature of it just because it's a beautiful shot, man.
All right. Now, to get a little more technical with this, it's also it's edited really well, right? Mm-hmm. The wheel isn't too dark. Yep. So you could see the wheel. It's very clearly a Renform. The highlights aren't too like washed out. It's just a nice, clean shot that shows our wheel really well.
Now, here's some of my criticism. Now, this is specific to Koenig, this shot. Now, you can't send this shot over to a Super Street or D Sport or something like that and expect it to get featured because literally it's a picture of our wheel and you can vaguely tell what the car is, you know what I mean? Unless you know what the type of car it is. Mm-hmm. I think this is specific to us. It works, but if you're sending it to get featured by another company, I would say send a shot of the complete car, you know what I mean?
For sure.
You know.
Now I'll also add to this that, you know, it's not a super aggressive angle. It's not a super aggressive three-quarter. It just very clearly and explicitly shows our wheel. So this will eventually get featured. This is one that we haven't posted yet, right? But we will.
Yeah.
Because it's a nice clean shot.
I agree.
Let's pop up another one and we'll sort of riff.
Yeah, man. But yeah, I think That picture is dope, man. Who's the guy that sent you this? Do you remember?
I think it's slow.b58. He had a photographer shoot the car. I forget the guy's name off the top of my head. I'm sorry. But when we post it, obviously we will tag the photographer along with the car's owner.
Yeah.
We switching?
Yep.
All right, let's switch it up. Okay.
Oh.
So I included this one. Yeah, there we go. I included this one in the whole batch as well. Do you like it and why?
Well, first off, if you know anything about me, I'm a big MR2 fan. You know, this car to me, especially the earlier models, I think this is like an 80, I forget.
80 what, something.
Yeah.
Early 90s, late 80s MR2. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a beautiful car to me. Now, why it works for Koenig is because obviously the wheels are visible. You know, I also the fact that the car is a beautiful car, you know, I think it basically, if you're a car fan, this shows it beautifully in every angle that you wanted to. Now, what, cause this person, I remember this person only sent me this shot, you know? So unfortunately, even though I wanted to display the car more, they didn't give me any other options. So it's the only option I had. I wanted to post it because I liked it. But do I prefer a different angle? Yes. I would have preferred it in a three-quarter, not so heavy, mm-hmm. you know, on the three-quarter. Obviously, not all, you know. But somewhere where you could see the car in the front, show the work that he's done with it, and display the car better and also display the wheels a little bit better. But I think would I send this to us? Probably not because, I don't know. I just don't think it's a perfect shot, but I think if for the message that he wanted to send, I guess in some capacity it's there, you know?
Okay. So now I would argue a little bit differently with that. And I would just say that I think overall it's a great shot because, one of the first things I mentioned in terms of the composition, right, mm-hmm. is the background.
Mm.
The background's awesome.
Yes.
It's not super busy.
I get it.
It's not crazy. You just focus on the car. Yeah, okay, the car is a little dark.
Yep.
The wheels on the car are a little dark.
Yep.
Fine. It's positioned well. You can see the whole car.
Yes.
You know what car it is. You know what wheels they are. It's just an overall, I think it's, you know, a
and,
great
and
shot.
Don't get it. And if the person who this car is ever watches this, you know, I'm a fan of your car. Don't get it twisted. I'm a fan of your car.
But that's where the variety comes in.
That's when I need the variety because I would love to display, even do a feature because we do blog features and whatnot. if we had better shots, I'd probably feature this car in some capacity in our blog or something, you know. But unfortunately, the person only delivered a few shots, and luckily we got this one where we could display it, but I just think
but so
it
now
wasn't
how
enough.
often do we get shots? And again, this isn't to critique or criticize or make anybody feel bad, but how often do we get a shot of mostly the car? You know what I'm saying? Where like the front bumper's cut off a little bit and the rear bumper's cut off. Like you have to to show the whole car or a shot kind of like this.
And,
right?
And it's sad to say, like, you know, because this is not criticizing anyone, but a lot of people just don't have an eye for things like this.
Well,
like,
and this is why we're trying to
you know,
help.
Yeah, and you know, it's not your fault. I guess it's just, you know, you're in the excitement. A lot of people like to take shots and they just move on and they're like, hey, take this, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
But I think, you know, we have to be aware if you want to be featured, this is specifically for being featured in anything across the board or even presenting a sponsorship proposal and having images in that sponsorship proposal, you know, making sure that you have the right angle so that we visibly can see what you see about your car. You know, that's just, you know, hopefully you take this advice. And if you're ever putting up together a sponsorship or wanting to have a feature, you make sure that you get those angles right so that we can visibly see what you see.
Because, well, let's add to that, because let's face it, like, we know you're psyched about your car. We know you're psyched about having our wheels on your car. So we don't want to, like...
And we want to be psyched about it.
No, but we don't want to disappoint. Like, how disappointing for us is it when we're like, oh, man, you know, it would be so cool if this car was shot a certain way at a certain angle, but, man, we just can't feature
and
it.
And it could also be a missed opportunity. Right. And the reason why I say that is because, like I said, if we can't see what you see, then how... Like, remember... This is your first presentation to us. You're sending us something, and you want us to kind of be like, okay, like, we don't know what work you've put into it. We don't know what you've done to it. We're only seeing a picture, and maybe if you, like, in sponsorship, in the sponsorship realm, you know, a list of what you've done to it. But if we visually can't see what you're seeing and how what you've done on the car, then we're going to dismiss it. You know, unfortunately, because we don't live in Michigan or we don't live in California to go check out your car. You know, unfortunately, we only have what you give us.
All right.
Visually.
So moving on, this is probably one of your favorites,
oh,
right?
Oh, man. Well, and this is another one of those that, like, it works for Koenig because, again, rule of third, the wheel is right in the middle. If you know this car... This car is freaking fresh. I think his name is AWD File.
I think the photographer.
Yeah, the photographer.
I get them confused.
Yeah, the photographer is someone else. Yeah. But the photographer did. Look at. Well, first off, the blue hits you right in the face. So basically, you're already seeing the car. You know, then you have the wheels. You know, if you know that wheel, that's the Countergram mirror machined. What is it?
The hyperchrome with the mirror
with mirror machine lip.
Right.
Yeah, like it's literally right in your face. That's the next thing you see is the wheel. For us here at Koenig, we're obviously going to feature that because everything looks beautiful. The composition is perfect. The background is faded out. I just think it's right in your face. It's just one of the best shots I've seen.
And I mean that fitment is great too.
And
I mean,
it's Koenig
Fender...
blue. I mean, come
there
on,
bro.
Right.
We did not endorse that. We did not tell him to wrap. We didn't tell him to wrap the car in that color. So there was no agenda there. But like the fitment there, man. Like the fitment is great. The colors are super saturated. Again, I keep saying this with the background. It's not super busy. It just shows our wheel on the car very clearly.
I mean, I agree, man. And I think if you see this, there's many ways that you think, oh, okay, well, you know, he just got lucky. No, there's many ways that this can go wrong too. You know, he could have taken it in a different angle and we wouldn't have seen what we're looking at right now. You know, I think, you know, knowing the position of things, knowing these type of things like rule of third, right in the middle, or whatever you're trying to present, these are things that you should know. And just like Jared said, kind of having everything on eye level. This is eye level. Right here, I'm looking at it like if I was in front of this car, this is what I would see, and I think that's an advantage.
Now, you remember this car and these photographs vividly.
Yeah.
How many pictures did this guy send us?
Oh, he sent us a whole field of pictures.
There was
he gave us
a
options.
Huge
I still
variety.
Have, yeah, yeah. I still have ones that I might share in the future. You know, and maybe even do a feature on our blog for this guy. You know what I mean? I think he did the good. He did a good job with his car. And if you go to his Instagram, I mean, his Instagram's popping. So
right. But a lot.
And there's a reason for it because he's putting in the work.
A lot of variety, which helps us choose. And as Luis is saying, it gives the owner the opportunity to get the car featured more often.
Yeah.
So I think it's great. So let's jump to the next one. Oh, are we? Oh, here we go. We're waiting. And there we go. We're delayed. I think this is super cool. It's a Accord on our Radium Bronze Freeforms. I'm biased to the Radium Bronze Freeforms because, of course, I have those. This is a great shot that I think we've posted.
Okay, so, I mean, and, you know, remember, this is constructive criticism. You know, me visually, I like things differently. You know, this is maybe me specifically. This is not, you know, but for me, you know, I think already the fact that it's in shadow, you know what I mean? I think I had to edit it, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, to kind of have a little bit more, needed more lighting, mm-hmm. you know, because
the background was so bright.
Yeah, and for us, you know, that radium bronze, if you look at the radium bronze here, it pops. If the lighting is not right, it looks like a different color. Mm-hmm. Like it starts to look more of like a dull bronze, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where if, you know, if you get it in the right lighting, it shows off the radium, the reason why it's called radium right. bronze, you know? Right. So it's okay. You know, it's not the best shot for me, you know, specifically. I think he did okay with it. He could have done different angles. But I think even this person only sent us a few pictures, if I remember right.
Okay.
You know, and I don't know. I mean, it's okay, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I would agree with some of your, you know, criticisms and statements and what have you. I will say that composition-wise, it shows the car really well. Mm-hmm. It shows the wheels really well, right? Could they have gone closer in and really showed off that brake kit? You know, yeah, okay, fine, but yeah, I mean, this is I would post this car for sure. Cool. I think it's a great example. It's very clear. I think this was also kind of shot on a professional camera as well. I think I put a few in there that are shot on cell phones, like that MR2. I think this is great.
Yeah.
Let's go on to the next one. Going to be a bit of a delay as always.
So, question. Okay. Now, because would you agree with this? Like, every photographer has a different style.
Though. 100%.
Because I noticed, like, when I look at your pictures, you're big on composition.
Okay. Yeah. Right? I would argue that too. Yeah.
So, I think, you know, it's also the field that you're working on too. Like, but for, like I said, like I always say, and I'm going to keep saying it, is who you're sending it to. If you're sending us a picture of your car and you want us to feature your car, I can't say this lightly. I won't feature your car if I can't see the freaking wheels.
Wow. You know what I mean? You heard it first, ladies and gentlemen.
We won't feature your car, I'm sorry, if I can't see the wheel. And that's just because it's not saying that your car isn't dope or your car doesn't have what I would say the sauce, you know? It's okay.
that's a pause right there.
You know, but, you know, it's just that. Remember, we're Koenig wheels. If I can't see the wheels, I unfortunately won't post your car. I'll give you a thumbs up. I'll even probably put it in my story as like, yo, this is dope. But, you know, unfortunately for Koenig wheels, it just doesn't work like that, I think, you know.
So we posted this a couple months ago. I put this in here as one of the pictures to talk about specifically because I think the 3/4 angle is at just the right angle. It's not too much.
Yes.
It's not too little. So why do you like this car?
All right. So first off, I'm a fan of the car. You know, I think the white. Now this is just talking about the car first. The white with the matte gray just goes off right. The lighting is perfect. It must have been that time of the day where it's just the white is glowing, and because the white is glowing, it shows it off properly on the wheels as well. You know, I think he did the three quarter angle perfectly, where both, the whole car is visible. The wheels are visible. You see the fitment. You see how well the level of the car. I just think he did a great job with this. And have we posted this one?
We have. That's what I'm saying. We have.
There's a reason why you posted.
Right. And so, again, the main reason why I wanted to share this one is because I thought the three-quarter angle was just perfect. I think oftentimes people get so caught up in the front end, and they're like, oh, I just have to, barely show the lip of the wheel, and thinking that that's going to get posted.
And the thing is just – and it's not – it's hard.
It is. 100%.
Look, there's a reason why we have professional photographers like yourself, and we have Alex here, because these guys know their angles. They know where to look. They know where to point. And we're not saying that, you're not doing it right. Obviously, trial and error. Obviously, you fail sometimes, But again, if you want to get featured, if you want to get out there and get your car put on magazines or whatever it may be, our social media, whatever, just make sure that you're doing your due diligence.
So I think the other reason why I put this car in the batch is to show that we also like variety, right? Mm-hmm. We don't always want to post, a BRZ or a 240 or, the common new, Supra or whatever. You know what I mean? If the car looks cool with the wheels, we'll post it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Agreed.
I also think the background is, again, is great.
Beautiful. Yep.
Right? There's nothing crazy going on. It's just a good shot, and that's why we've posted it.
Yeah. There was one example where there was this really dope car that we really liked, and this guy decided to take it in front of a tree, remember? Tree in the background.
Right.
And
yeah.
The reason why the car was dope, and obviously we could still post it.
It was a Civic EG.
Yeah, you instantly see the giant tree in the background, and you're just like, oh, man, like it kind of,
It looks like the tree is sticking out of the roof.
Yeah. But these are things that happen, These are things that you learn along the way,
All right. So you have posted this one specifically.
See. So this is what I'm talking about. See, this is the type of shot that we're looking for, I would say.
Okay.
Like when it comes to Koenig, I think that the wheel is angled properly where I'm looking at I see the car. First off, I'm like, this car is dope. Then I see the angle of the wheel and I'm like, well, now you're showing your Koenig's off. You know what I mean? Like, that's really it. Now you're, on top of the fact that you're showing off your dope car, you're also showing off your Koenig wheels, which, and then you're going to send it to us to feature it. Of course I'm going to feature this, because you're showing off the product that we have. You know what I mean? So right. It only makes sense. I love it. I mean, even Volkswagen should be posting this.
Right.
In
a perfect world. Well, I think...
Wait,
go ahead.
Is the background that great? It kind of blends in with the car a little bit. It's not his fault. But I think overall it's a great shot. That's my two cents.
But it's also not in front of a Toys R Us. There aren't trees popping out of the roof and all that stuff. So it works. It gives the car the main focus, which ultimately is what you and us really care the most about when it comes to these features. I'll add that I think what's cool about this also is the fact that the lighting overall is really nice. There's no crazy contrast going on. I think it shows the finish of the wheels in a different lighting, versus say the magic hour, hitting the wheel and showing all the pearl the pearl in the finish and all that. So I think it's great. I don't remember variety-wise how many images were sent. It's very clear what the owner of the car was trying to communicate to us, and it was very clear to us that we had to feature it. So.
And it's funny because, I guess we don't intentionally do this, but when it comes to our social media, you notice that there's four or five cars that sometimes get posted more than once.
Yeah.
The reason why is exactly what my guy said here. There's variety of this car. The car is good looking. We noticed that you guys like it, you know what I mean? So why not repost it and see what it did? And, you know, but like I said, the more variety you give us, the more we want to feature it, you know?
Yeah. All right, so let's go on to the next one.
I would say this applies to even, like, you know, making your own media, you know what I mean, when it comes to, like, your car, you know, understanding your angles. When you're making video, I'm sure you've gotten, you know, he's gotten to this point where he understands his angles. He goes in. I've seen him do it where he kind of knows where he's going to start. He kind of knows where he's going to go. He kind of knows the direction that he wants to take with the media. So I think studying that, and putting to, you know, knowing that and putting together your media with that in mind, you know, you're going to come out with something well executed.
Well, right. And at the same token, we're not trying to say, like, you have to get a photography degree in order to get your car featured or whatever. But again, these are just tips to help you better your chances. So this car and this shot, I think, is pretty rad. This is, what is it, the Rub Doctor?
The Rub Doctor. He sends me some dope
pictures. So many flicks.
The NSX, you know. He actually, you know, he opened up a whole field of NSX drivers with hypergrams as well in his area. But anyway, so for me, you know, this is me personally. Now we're talking personal here. I don't like back shots of cars. Like, pause.
He's not a booty guy. Pause. He's not a booty guy.
Pause. But I don't like back shots of cars. I don't know why. I guess it just, for me, it doesn't show off the car for me properly. You know, I want to look at the car, the back shot of the car. Even though you're looking at some of the parts of it, I think it just doesn't do it for me. Now, when it comes to this shot,
Let's talk specifically for Koenig,
though. Now, when it comes to this shot, though, like, first off, the fitment on this NSX is just, you know, the fitment is just beautiful.
100%. You know what I
mean? But the photographer, not only that, he had the lighting properly. First, when it comes to Koenig, it's literally the first thing you see again is the wheel. Then you see the rest of the car. So, of course, I'm going to post this up. You know what I mean? Because the first thing you see instantly is the wheel. And then the background is fucking gorgeous. Ooh, excuse my language. The background is gorgeous. You know what I mean? Right under a bridge. I mean, I know it's cliche because a lot of people do this. But if the, you know, it's like one of those things. If it works, you know, why reinvent the wheel? A bridge in the background is always going to work. A city background is always going to work. So obviously this shot is supreme, you know what I mean? Because it has everything perfectly laid out.
Now, to add to your comment about fitment, I think shots like these are really good. Also, because you can clearly see the different profiles on our wheels in this shot. The rear has our B profile. The front has our A. And there's, in my opinion, other people could differ. In my opinion, it's easy to tell the difference.
Yes.
Like, it's just a very good way of showing the difference between the profiles.
And that's the purpose of our features as well, is to kind of give you a visual of what your car might look like with these cars on. You know, so you get to see this different angle, and you're like, well, you know what? If I have an NSX, it could look like that. Why not?
Yeah.
You know, so I think he did a great job. Shout out to the Rub Doctor. Always send this. Seriously. Some dope photos. He sends us different options too, like, you know, so
daytime, magic hour, night, variety. Oh, all right, so let's switch it up here. Yeah, I love this car so much. I'm not normally a fan of, like, wings on cars either, but it just works.
Yeah,
it's so dope.
Well, and there's another. His name is Rex NSX, I think, or something like that. That he has no wing, and with all black. So, you know, they're homies actually. And, you know, you kind of get to see that. But, that, you know, those are options that we get to have. You know what I mean? You get
for
to
see, sure. Oh, see, I love this thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's, I love this thing. The S13.
Right.
240. Yeah, man, this is, forget his name, man. But this guy, Sam, took these pictures.
Right. A whole variety of them. I mean, shout out to S3 because, you know, they were the ones that did the shoot. So they know to send a variety, but, like, how cool is this?
Well, first, now this is talking about the car. Yellow pops always, you know, in front of anything, yellow pops, you know. The car is super clean, you know. Again, he did the 3/4 angle with the wheel, so whoever took this picture took it in intentions to be like, Koenig, check this out, you know, 100%. Konig Tandem, you know what I mean? So it's like I said, it's knowing who you're sending these images to. If, you know, if you want to send it for a company that does front ends, you know, then make sure you're showing off that front end of the car. You know what I mean? So making sure that you are whoever you're presenting it to, it's visible. And then the background, I mean, you know, you can never go wrong with a graffiti background. I mean, I'm a hip hop head, so you put graffiti behind me, most likely you're going to get a bunch of likes that you didn't even expect you getting for some reason, because people like graffiti in the background. Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
For some reason, you take, you know, you go to Brooklyn, you take a picture behind graffiti, all of a sudden you have more likes than the last picture you had. You know, it's just, you know, hip hop is popping, you know, but
heard it first from Apollo Toledo.
But, you know,
it clearly communicates that it's showing our wheels.
Yes.
Obviously. I mean, I know it sounds so dumb and so obvious, but like this, we featured this because it shows the wheels very clearly. It shows the fitment. It shows the concavity. It's just a very good example of, you know, what our wheels look like on a car.
And obviously I'm a fan of this car. I mean, it's super clean, you know.
Fitment is dope.
There's everything.
Little to no fender gap.
He did a great job with the car in general. So,
yeah, great compass. I will say that level wise, if we're talking about camera level, technically it's a little higher.
No, but I agree with that. I agree with that.
It works.
I agree with that.
So, all right.
All right.
Now, I put this one in. No, I'll tell you why. I put this one in specifically because it's a cell phone shot.
Okay.
And I wanted to.
You start.
Yeah. I wanted to critique this one specifically because it's a cell phone shot. This guy, I can't remember the guy's name, but sent a ton of shots, which he covered the variety. He checked that box for sure. Most of the pictures just weren't quite there, in my opinion. The background was either crazy or the angle that the car was at was just a little off. This one I finally decided to post. You're pulling it up on your Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this one I finally decided to post because I thought, okay, he nailed it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool time of day. The hyperchrome looks awesome on the car. The background isn't terribly busy. And I thought this is definitely a shot that helps communicate what our wheels look like at a certain type of day on a car. And it was shot on a cell phone, like no professional camera whatsoever.
So we're going to differ on this one.
Uh-oh.
All right. No. So for me, even though the car is dope, obviously, we all know this car already because we post them all the time. You know what I mean? So the car is dope. The wheels are dope. Well, you know, he's showing off the wheel properly, but I think his angle is improper. I think he kind of warped his car by taking the angle that he did. It, you know, if you look at this car in person, it looks different than probably it looks in this picture, you know. And that's just me personally. I think his angle wasn't right. The lighting is a little off. Obviously, he took it with his cell phone. It's not his fault, you know. This is not me critiquing your cell phone taking skills, you know what I mean. But it's just, to me, it didn't work as well as I wanted it to. But that's my personal opinion. I think, you know, you can get a better angle of it. And that's just my opinion. I don't know. It didn't show it off as well as it could have been.
I think the harshness of the light of that time of day
probably
hits that hyperchrome so nicely.
Oh.
And again, it was shot on a phone. So you don't need a super professional camera. I'm just going to check and see if there are any chats. Nothing really going on. So we'll just keep going. I think there are only like three more shots that I had, just because I want to really help people understand what we like and why we feature.
Sure.
Right? So, another one. Last one. Oh, last one. Okay. Nice. So, we're almost done talking, so you can tune us out afterwards. See what we got here. Hey, oh, here we go. Another Subaru, and it's the Rag Company.
Oh, shout out to our homies. Rag Company. So, and this is where I, you know, obviously experience shows, like, quality, I guess. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, the more you do it,
Well, practice makes perfect.
Exactly. So these guys, you know, the Rag Company, obviously a well-known company. They know what they're doing. Their media guys know what they're doing. You know, this is exactly like every shot. Look, I mean, even the line, the street line is perfect. Like goes right in between the shot. You know what I mean?
Like, and it's directing your eye right to the wheel.
Exactly. And not only, and then obviously the car is super clean, man. I think, you know, you learn these things as you, depending on who you, you know, if you're obviously going out there to get featured, you learn as you go. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. These guys know that this angle works. You know, this is exactly like the other angles that I've said I'm a fan of. Obviously, I'm a fan of this car because it shows me the car. It shows me everything about the car that I need to see. And even if they weren't the Rag Company and someone sent me in, I'd be like, yo, can we sponsor these guys?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because they're doing it right. You know what I mean? And that's just my opinion on it.
Yeah. Now, Rag Company aside, I think one of the main reasons we also like, you know, this photo, these photos, and why we post stuff like this is because it clearly shows the brake fitment. I mean, this car, I have these brakes on my car. They are a royal pain in the you know what. Shots like these we like to post because it shows how well the wheel fits over the brake. So I think this shot specifically is great for that. Shows the rear fitment, you know, and how low the car is and how, you know, there's very little fender gap. Again, I say this with every shot that we've shown on the podcast so far. The background, it's not terribly crazy.
And it's not overtaking the background's not overtaking the whole shot. I mean, even the tree on the side here, the lighting, the you know, sky just looks perfect for it. So it kind of, you know, you're pointed directly to the car.
The car looks like a hero. And when your car looks like a hero, we want to post that.
Yeah. Yep.
You know? So yeah. We can make that disappear now. I think 10 shots I gave roughly communicate what we're trying to do here. Again, this is not supposed to be like a criticism. So many of you are always sending us pictures and, you know, dying to get featured, and we want to feature everybody.
Yeah, we do. Like, legitimately, every time me and I'll tell you this with all honesty, me and Jared get very excited when we get new photos of you guys, and we want to feature you all, but unfortunately we can't feature some of these cars because of what we said. And it doesn't mean that your car isn't dope, because all your cars are dope, all your cars are fly, you know, but, you know, when it comes to us putting something up there, it has to have some of these things that we talked about today.
Yeah.
And I think this goes across the board. I guarantee you, if you talk to anyone from any of these other automotive industry companies, they're going to tell you the same thing. Doesn't mean that they don't like your cars. It's just that they have a specific thing that they're trying to do, and you have to include that into your submissions.
For sure. Again, I think, you know, the only other takeaways, you know, that I'll just sort of reiterate, you know, you don't have to have a pro camera. You can use your phone. Phone cameras are crazy good nowadays. And, you know, hopefully this was helpful. You know, hopefully you learned something, and maybe you send us shots of your car that, you know, we actually feature that previously we wouldn't have, you know. I mean, that would be really cool. Could you imagine if, like, now we get more submissions and they're better and we want to,
I hope,
you know,
so,
we're able, you know, to feature them.
I
genuinely hope that works. Other than that, you know, just to repeat from the top, we have our giveaway. Again, the new 1982 T, buy one, automatically get entered to win a free set of wheels. That's ending relatively soon, end of the month.
Like that.
Yeah, it's very, it's quite the caricature. Yeah, there we go. New piece of content coming out on Friday. It's going to be a garage tour, Eurofed. Stay tuned. It's going to be awesome. And we will catch you here next week, probably with Scott this time.
He'll finally be back. Yep.
And
Scott, if you're on here, don't comment. Enjoy your vacation, bro. Oh, also, don't forget, shout out to the Gunners. They're doing their giveaway August 14th. Tune in to my man Ghost Boy Aki's. I think his YouTube.
Keep gunning YouTube
well,
channel.
Well, he'll be
they're going to do a live drawing. And two chances to win a car.
And that's it. Yeah, shout out to my man Alex, you know.
We go live on here at 3 p.m. every Wednesday. 2 p.m. on our Instagram and Facebook to answer questions. So we will catch you in one of those places. And
that's it. Peace from Luda Beast.